Welcome to People Say Words, the only podcast
that we do
on the internet. The only podcast that we do on the internet.
Yes,
as opposed to like where
that we don't do on the internet.
Yeah,
that we keep for ourselves that we don't release.
I also do some with Telegraph and with radio.
And I host Morse code. Do you do Morse code podcasts?
Yeah, no, it's just in different languages.
Oh, you speak the languages?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. I thought you did for a second there. Mm. All right. Well, on this week's podcast, what's the date?
February 6th.
February 6th.
2017.
We have a special guest with us this evening.
Introduce yourself, special guest.
Oh, wow.
Designation.
Do you want first and last name?
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You could give an artist name if you wanted.
Sure. My name is Kelsey. Hello.
We have Kelsey on with us this evening. This is a good friend of ours. Kelsey should be joining us for tonight's podcast. So podcast, People Say Words. How it works is we're given 6 questions, either generated by other people, sometimes generated by us, or a mixture of the two. And we roll a random number generator, a 6-sided D6.
We have 4. I've got 4. I found all these on the floor while I was cleaning.
Gross.
So we have several. Hold on. 7. We have 7.
Oh my god. You can take your pick.
Great.
Yay.
Some are cleaner than others.
No, they're all pretty clean, actually.
As long as none of them were like underneath the stove or anything like
No. They were all just kind of
actually,
around.
Last week, Lane and I were playing Warhammer, and Lane rolled the dice off the table. It rolled off the table, and then it rolled under the couch. And Lane was like, wouldn't it be funny if you found another die under there?
I found
6 of his 6? Dice underneath the couch, looking for his one die.
I went from a half set to a full set of dice. It was fantastic.
In a matter of no time.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so we roll the die, we look at the question, we read it out loud, and then we
talk about it.
We don't have to answer it.
For 8 to 10 minutes per question.
Essentially.
Okay.
And also we have a bonus question if we get all the questions.
Do we really?
Okay.
Yeah, we got the bonus question.
Yeah,
we have
cool.
a bonus question.
So, like, we just discuss it? We don't have to answer it or anything?
No. Nope. I mean, it can't be theoretical.
No,
we argue about it. You can just do whatever you want.
Okay.
There's no rules, really.
We make fun of Andrew. I make fun of Andrew. Andrew makes fun of me.
I may say something that's right, and Lane will just say it's wrong. It's pretty normal.
I think the track record for me being right versus you being right is probably at least 60-40, though.
I give you 52-48.
Does that mean I'm still in the lead?
Yes.
Then I take it. I accept. Kelsey, would you like to start by rolling this?
I would also appreciate... Kelsey made it here in a friggin' snowstorm and a half, and we were gonna record, like... maybe an hour ago, but Kelsey was like, no, I'm still coming.
It's,
and we're like, okay, we're not on any time restriction. Whenever you get here is fine.
It's
and
Vancouver,
she actually made it.
Snowstorm 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
The return of the revenge of the Vancouver snowstorm.
Most snow ever, Vancouver.
There wasn't even that much snow, though.
Doesn't mean
it's like 2 centimeters
no,
out there.
No, it's like feet. It's a
yeah.
lot.
Is it feet?
There's
yeah.
a lot.
I haven't been outside
snow.
Today. So.
Have you not been outside yet?
It's like
I was outside in the morning and it was beautiful.
Oh right, when you went to work accidentally.
Like I'm from Calgary and there's enough snow out there to give me pause.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And Calgary gets snow all the time.
You're a Calgarian.
I am a Calgarian, yes.
Calgarian.
Not Calgary. Calgary.
How do they say it in Calgary?
Calgary.
Calgary. How do you
no,
spell
no, no.
that?
You're
how do you spell with a K?
It's spelled what? Like
K-A-L-G-E.
R-Y.
No,
Calgary.
No. It's spelled like C-A-L-G-A-R-Y, like Calgary, but like people...
It's Calgary.
But if you want to use phonics...
It's like you don't hear a person from Toronto say Toronto. Like, you don't hear... It's the same...
Toronto.
But right. But if
Vancouver.
I'm using phonics to say Toronto,
yeah.
I'm going to say Toronto.
I'm
read
from
the way
Regina.
Shut up for a second. Toronto is T-O-R-R... Oh my god.
Oh my
I am
god.
From
T-O-R-N-O-T-O-T-O. Toronto. So I'm going to read Toronto. So phonetically.
I live in Saskatchewan.
Shut up! How would you spell Calgary the way you're supposed to say Calgary?
Without the, like, it would be, yeah, with it would be C-A-L-G-R-Y, Calgary.
So just cut the A.
Yeah.
Calgary.
No, but you're still putting it in there.
Calgary.
Just go Cal.
Cal.
Gree.
Calgary.
This is what I do with you. When I'm like,
huge.
It's like,
it's huge.
Say
humongous.
Yes.
Humongous.
Say you, now say j, now
say
you.
You j.
You're hooked on phonics.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, okay. So we answer the question. Kelsey's going to roll. She's going to answer the first question for us this evening.
All right, this beautiful... It looks like the Joker because it's purple and green.
She got it!
Wow, nerd.
Look at that peak. Peaks.
All right, one.
Oh, no.
Right, there you go. Okay. Number one.
If you could have a clone of yourself, why or why not?
What did you write?
Why or why not?
Oh, no, it's...
Did I say way
it's
not?
It's why or way not. So why or way not?
That is an H.
I have so
that's
much...
an A.
It looks like an A, but it's an H.
I have so much to say about that.
If you had a clone...
About the A or
why
the clone?
Or why not?
About the A, so I mean, okay. Like, if I had a clone of myself, why
would,
or why not?
Would you have a clone?
First of all, would you?
Would I?
And then, why would you or why wouldn't you?
Why? Well, I don't know. I mean, like, probably not. I don't know. That would be uncomfortable for me. Because there's only one me. And then, like, the clone would think that they were the only one of me. And that I wasn't even the me that was supposed to be.
And would you know if you were the me that was you?
Well, this is the thing. Because theoretically, if I was cloned, I wouldn't. So, like, I could be the clone and not know it, right? And that's kind of a disturbing thought to me. So, probably not.
Andrew, would you take the clone?
Yeah, I would take a clone.
Why would you take
I would take a clone.
Why would you take a clone?
So I would train the clone to do two things really, really well.
Okay.
One.
Yep.
How to fight Dark Elder in Warhammer 40K. So they would know how to fight Dark Elder so well with Space Horse. And two, become a professional disc golfer. So they would only do those two things.
Now,
other than that, I would keep them locked up in the closet and just feed them every once in a while.
See, now, I'm worried about, like, the emotional stability of myself and my
clone. Of the clone?
Yeah, both of us. And then you're just like, yeah, slave.
He's not a real person. He's a clone.
But it's you.
It's a clone. It's a duplicate.
I know my emotions could take it, though, so the clone could take
it. But what if the clone decides, do you know what, I don't like space orcs. I'm gonna play Tau.
Oh, God.
And then it's like, you can't beat Dark Eldar with Space Orcs. It's impossible.
See, I sort of know a little bit of what you're talking about, and it's funny to me because my dad plays Tau.
Oh, my God. What? Your dad plays Warhammer?
So do my brothers, both of them.
Oh, my gosh. Nerd life! I'd probably still take the clone. You know? It's like a good buddy.
I was
you would never be lonely because you could just go hang out with yourself.
If I got bored, I'd just be like, hey, also it'd be super handy for work.
Yeah, okay.
I would love to have a clone for work because I could just take twice as much work. And...
Well, but then see, I wouldn't because then it would be like, what if my clone started getting all the auditions? And then
right?
Like, so it's like twice as much competition.
But you're supposed to share. You're supposed to share everything. So it's like, I would be like, okay, you're going to take the skiing, I'm going to do half the work for you, you're going to do the other half of the work for you on the same.
Yeah, you can go to the costume fitting and like all the waiting around.
And I'll just go to the
I'll just act and go to preview.
I'll do opening and closing, you can do everything in between.
No, I just saw all the stages.
But what if
I get to be on stage, you get to do all the rehearsals.
But it's the same thing, what if you get that slice of the pie where you are doing all the shit jobs? And the clone starts to take over.
Yeah, they see that's the problem.
I would probably buy a gun beforehand and kill my clone if things went real
south. But what if the clone kills you?
So that's like exactly the plot of...
Every single episode of Now I Have a Clone.
Well, I was going to say The Prestige, but okay.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Wait, The Prestige,
Oh, that's...
But it's not a clone, it's a twin.
He builds a teleportation... device. No. Hugh Jackman's character builds a teleportation device.
Right. And then kills him every night.
And then kills himself every night, but he's never sure if he's going to be the one that ends up, like,
in the tank or
on the stage getting the applause.
It's so good.
It's pretty tragic, though. Spoilers!
Spoilers for The Prestige.
I mean, the movie is like a decade old, so if you haven't seen it, that's shame on you.
We kind of have a rule, if it's more than 5 years old... You're allowed to talk
about
it.
We've also spoiled a lot of things on this
show.
So many
different movies and shows.
Also, if you haven't seen The Prestige, you kind of deserve to have that spoiled.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Because it's a fantastic movie.
I watched the movie so much.
I want to talk about my clone.
Right.
All
right,
yes,
you would blow yourself probably, right?
No.
Take turns?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not into myself.
Oh.
I would take...
But what about that one time we're talking about having a clone, you said, wouldn't you blow yourself? And I was like, no. And you're like, I would.
I have to go re-listen to that episode.
I listened to it again.
But that's not why I would take the clone. Irrelevant.
Okay.
No, it was the question
that would
blowing your clone gay or is it masturbation?
Right.
Oh,
It's another question.
That's another question.
No, but I would take the clone
for not this episode.
I would split the work evenly. So I would rather than doing being able to do twice as much, I would now do half as much.
Right. So you'd spend more time enjoying.
No. I would I think the biggest problem would be living conditions. I think half the time I would sleep on the couch, the other time I would sleep in the bed. Because I would want to make sure that the clone doesn't become evil and try and kill me to replace me.
Now, when you're splitting that so evenly, do you ever think you might get confused whether you were the clone or not?
Wouldn't matter.
Oh, you'd make it so it doesn't matter
who's
who.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because it's like the analyticalness of it.
Clone,
lane number A and lane number one. We're gonna split the work like this, and if he's like, oh, blah, 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 blah.
So clone cooks 15 days of the week. You cook 15 days of the week. 15 days of the week. You get to sleep in the bed 15 days of the week. He gets to sleep in the bed.
What weeks have 15 days?
Yeah, I was gonna say
30 days.
What?
Months, not weeks. 15
what?
Days in a month.
Oh, okay, oh. 15 days of the month.
So that's like half the month.
Half a month.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus split up.
Yeah,
you know?
Alright.
So now let's say one of you starts dating somebody. Prestige stuff.
Oh, shit!
What happens? Does he have sex with her half the time and you have sex with
yes.
her the other half the time?
Bingo.
Wow, really?
Oh.
This would also be like
how would you feel if she ever found out? What do you think she would do?
She probably wouldn't be very happy.
Oh no, shocker.
But yeah, but it's a clone thing.
It's a clone.
Because
thing.
half of the comedic value of having a clone is preventing everyone in your life from knowing that you have a clone.
Let's say you had a clone and you and your clone were dating the same guy, would you be okay with that, Kelsey?
No.
No.
Like no.
I would not be okay with that.
I'm a monogamous individual.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
but it's not an cuz
it's
you.
Not a
it's still you.
No.
To some argument, you can argue that, but
I am also a monogamous. But
yeah,
if it's
yeah.
me, it doesn't matter.
No, it matters because you're creating. Now you've split into two different. Like you're creating two unique sets of memories from the point that the clone was created.
Right.
Because
now you're creating something that's separate
now it's a
from
new
yourself.
Entity.
You're
it's you.
Two timelines.
But it's a two. Yeah. It's a by a, like a two timeline. Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like the answer would be to have one clone date one person and the other clone date another, or the other, whatever, clone.
And then,
two
like,
clones.
You swap every so often to get a different experience.
Ooh! You know what?
I might
actually do that every once in a while if I had a clone. You'd be like, you know what, this week, let's switch.
Just, like, see if they notice.
That's so bad!
Now you're gonna have to go to Megan and be like, okay, this is the secret.
Oh, I really hope
question.
She doesn't listen to this episode. Okay, I'm up. I'll do the next one. We're at 12
minutes. The answer is no clone, yes clone, yes clone.
Yeah.
Oh, but, okay, fine. That's
too late. You've already said yes.
No.
Oh, you died.
Six. If you had the ability to know when and how you would die, but could not change it, would you? So would you learn how you died?
And when. But can't change it.
But you can't change it.
Would you
want to know?
There's a button. There's a button that you press, and if you press the button, a little screen comes up and it says, you will die on this date by this way.
I mean, in my head, I want to be like, yeah, totally. But, like, if I thought about it for long enough, like, I'm sure if I got, like, a week to think about it, I'd probably say no.
The real answer is, hell no. For me. Personally.
You wouldn't do it?
No, not
it's like 2 years alone in bed.
A snowball's chance in hell would I press that button.
Would you?
No, probably not. I mean, like, I spent like a little like a bit thinking about it just then, but it's like I feel like the knowledge of that, I mean, like, you can't change it. So what if I just stay home on the day it's supposed to happen?
Doesn't matter.
Well,
that's the thing. If you can't change it, then, like, I wouldn't want to know because it would probably drive me insane and it would be all I would be able to think about.
But say it was, like, someone that was, like, you learned it and it was, like, oh, you're going to die in 6 years from a car accident.
Hmm.
You know?
I just don't drive ever again.
But it doesn't matter because on the sixth year... A semi,
yeah.
through the front door of your building.
So you're basically
now,
just describing.
Yeah,
like,
but then
that,
would you just spend
movie.
The next 6 years like enjoying your life the best you can? Would it make you appreciate life more, or hate yourself?
I like to think that I already appreciate life.
Think I appreciate life, but I think I would appreciate it more if I knew I was going to die in 6 years.
That's true.
My reason is I have enough existential dread without knowing when my meat puppet of a body is going to expire.
Yes.
So have you read that yet? Have you read It's Made of the Life is Meat?
No, but that's...
It's a short story about basically aliens that are made out of energy, and they're looking at humans, and it's like, oh, what kind of life did you find? It's like, oh, it's the weirdest thing. It's made of meat. The life is made of meat. And it's like, what do you mean it's made of meat? It's like, the life is the meat. It is living meat. It is born meat, and it dies meat. And it's like, no, like, it can't be, because it's like, this is how life is. It's like, no, it's meat. It's
the
like,
meat is alive.
Where does the thinking come from? Oh, it's meat. The meat is where the thinking comes from. So yeah,
You
haven't read it, so go read. Everyone on the podcast, go read. I forget what it's called.
That's not helpful.
Okay.
We have Google right here. Oh Jesus. The meat is.
The meat is tender is the first thing that just pops up there.
The meat is tender.
It also said
the meat of life.
Oh, it's just called meat. Meat by Terry Bison or Bisson?
Bisson.
Bison.
Phonics.
Bisson?
Phonics at Lane.
Bison. But it's a very good. It's a very good short story, Bison. And it's about you know getting more existential dread. So yeah, that's my reason, because I have enough issues with, like, you know, me being a meat puppet with weird electricity in my...
So you wouldn't want to know it all.
Hell no.
I'm on the fence.
I have to read this other thing. The Meat of Life studio album by Clem Snide. First song, Walmart Parking Lot.
Wow.
Denise is the second song.
They've got 429 records.
What the shit?
No, that's... So...
Label.
That's the label.
Oh.
That's how many records they have.
Sorry, I don't understand how music works.
I kind of want to hear that song now. Denise. From The Meat of Life.
I feel like it's an angry song towards somebody that broke up with them a long time ago.
Well, it's alt-rock, so, like, probably.
Yeah, probably. No rhythm. I'm on the fence. I think I would have to be faced with the question to decide.
What?
I don't think I could decide off just, like, being asked a question like this.
That's not how the podcast works.
But I don't have to answer the question either.
That's true. We have established it.
We've established
that
this.
That we could just say pass.
Put yourself in that situation. Like,
let's say, oh, here it is.
Yeah,
let's
just say put yourself in a situation where you have to have, like, an abortion or have a child. That's a big situation. And you don't know you're going to do it until you're
Andrew,
in the situation.
Here's the button.
I just don't want either of those things.
Here's the button. Would you press it?
It's not the button. Like,
it's the button.
Suck my dick.
It's the button right here. Right here. Fucking swivel on it.
Swivel on it, bitch.
Yeah, so you don't know. You say no?
No, I wouldn't.
Wait, what was your reason?
I just feel like I already appreciate life, like, more than the average person, I think. I don't know. I don't know if I can say that definitively. But I feel like if I knew the exact time, date... You know,
that would make
manner.
You appreciate life less.
No, it would make me... It would probably drive me insane knowing that I couldn't do anything about it. And I would go through some sort of, like, really intense turmoil trying to come to terms with something that ultimately no one should have to come to terms with because it should just happen.
It should just happen.
Because, like, it's life ends. Like, there's mortality. And I just, like, I will die someday.
And I turn into a tree!
Yes. Buddhism.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you're just like, no, no, no.
I might do it. I might not.
You might do it.
Now, here's a question.
Might not.
Would you rather die from natural causes at the age of, like, 100 and you're barely able to do anything?
Right.
Or would you rather die happily, fully functional at the age of 50?
So, like...
In your sleep as well. Both of them are in your sleep.
So, I get 25 more years and I just die in my sleep, or I die like a decrepit old man, like...
Yeah.
With a catheter and, like, a tube hooked up to, like...
You're basically just gel at that point.
Well...
And a poop pouch and a...
I pick the 100-year-old because I hope by medical science... I hope by medical science in, 75 years, they have enough science to make my existence much better.
Mm. That's fair.
Good point.
Whereas dying at 50, who knows what medical science is going to
be. Was
there
that episode of Black Mirror? Oh, God, it's so good.
I haven't seen it.
I also haven't seen it. Oh, you fucking chumps!
I watched Black Mirror in like 3 days.
I introduce things to Andrew, and then he binge watches it in two days.
I've only seen the first, I guess there's two seasons. There's three. There's another one on Netflix that I haven't seen yet, so I'm assuming that's the third one. And I was really traumatized by some of them in the first season.
Do you know why the show is called Black Mirror?
Because it's like the screen of a phone.
It's the black screen of a phone. The Black Mirror.
I'm holding up
an iPhone.
It's supposed to be like the darkness of technology and how it twists our humanity.
I was telling Lane, because I watched the whole thing in like a couple days. And I was telling him, there was like days where I would watch an episode while I was like folding laundry.
Oh no.
I was like watching the episode and the episode would finish and I would literally hit pause on Netflix and then sit there for like an hour being like, why the fuck am I alive? What is wrong with me?
Folds laundry depressively.
Yeah, I was seriously like... And then after like an hour, I would be able to cheer myself up enough to be like, okay, what am I going to do today? And then I would text a couple of people and no one responded, like, I guess I'll turn another episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah, right.
And watch another one and like repeat process.
That's like, it's like, oh, I've got this horrible leg wound. I'm going to chop my other leg off.
I mean, like, we've all seen the first season of Black Mirror, right?
Yes.
Okay, so spoiler alert for the first season of Black Mirror.
Which is a super old show and you should have watched it.
You should have
seen
it by now. What's wrong with you?
Chumps.
I feel like the episode that really, really disturbed me the most was the one where she, like, grows a clone of her dead boyfriend and, like, keeps him in the attic. And I was like,
that was super fucked up.
Oh, my God.
Because then, like, yeah, because she, like, realizes that she can't have the same relationship with him.
But she tries to, is the fucked up part.
Yeah, she tries to, and then she just puts him in the attic and was like, oh, our daughter can visit him every once in
like
a while.
Once every year on her birthday.
It's so weird.
It's really messed up. And then the other one was the one where they like record their life in their eyes. That was the other one.
And they did like the rewind thing.
And he like can rewind it and review it.
And his life becomes so much shittier when he does.
This is why I wouldn't want to know when I died and how, because like he can just rewind it and review it and he finds out that his
wife's been cheating on him
and like maybe their son isn't theirs and like it's just
It's super fucked up. When I watched that episode, that episode really hurt me.
Yeah,
the one with the dead husband.
I haven't seen the one with the dead clone husband, so that was spoilers for me.
It was a boyfriend. I asked you if you'd seen the first season.
I've seen the eyeball one and the bear and the first episode.
Yeah.
With the pig fucking one.
Oh, that one was weird. That one was just weird.
Well, that was based off, like, true ideas. Right?
Yeah. Because the actual premier of Britain actually put his dick in a pig's mouth.
Yeah.
All I can think about is how they, like, hand him some lube and then, like, walk out of the room or
like,
something and you're like, no!
That's so gross.
Hey, man. He did it to save a princess or some shit.
Yeah, but no.
He did his patriotic
duty. Okay, let's move on. Here you go.
I got a question now. Question number two. If you were forced to have sex with a pig...
No, that's not what it is.
This is the worst question for me. How...
Oh, here we go.
...would you improve the retail shopping experience? I have to thank Derek for this
one.
No,
I don't...
How would you improve the retail shopping experience?
I would make all the employees energetic, happy robots.
So Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah, essentially.
Okay.
I would fire everyone that looks like or acts like Lane. and I would...
Looks like? That's not fair. Acts like fun. But looks
okay,
like...
Okay, not looks like. But acts like Lane.
Acts like me, fine.
And I would just hire a bunch of really happy-go-lucky, positive robots.
Disgusting.
So Starbucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Beep, boop, beep. Programmed.
I have a better response.
Okay,
Kelsey,
okay.
Would you like to go?
No, go ahead. It's your thing.
My response is that every human on the planet, must serve 1 year in a shitty retail job.
Oh, yeah.
Because then everyone will understand the plight of the shitty retail employee.
Yes.
And by extension, if you understand, like... After working in retail, I would, like, be in the drive-thru for McDonald's, and I'd be like, oh, it's taking so long, I'm so mad. I'm like, oh, wait, it's just a guy, and it's one guy flipping burgers for six people in the lineup. Okay, I really can't be mad at him.
You don't need... Okay, okay, okay. I'm going to argue against that. I don't think that's necessary.
Go on.
I think people should be able to be empathetic and sympathetic enough to understand the...
Have you seen the planet?
I was going to say, do you know
Donald Trump is the president of the United...
And I'm not saying that there... I'm not saying there is not a fuck ton of those people that don't, but I'm saying that humans should.
They should, but...
Humans
should!
Yeah, and humans shouldn't be blowing each other up and, you know, chopping each other into bits in other countries, but here we are.
I feel like it's a very large waste of time for everyone.
No, it's just one year. Just 1 year.
I think it's a huge waste of time.
I don't know. Like, there are a lot of people who...
Because you did yours.
I did yours.
Have you done a year in retail?
Way too many years.
Too many years. I've done too many years.
I've done one.
But you understand, like...
Yeah, I get it.
You get a greater appreciation for the
shit. I almost got into a fight with a guy at McDonald's at 2 in the morning because this guy wanted his food served faster than him, to him, than everybody else.
We've already done this on the podcast.
Did we? I don't remember. And I almost got, I like, whipped him around and I was like, it's fucking food! Wait for it! I just lost it on him.
Mm.
And he was like, because he was like losing it on the employee. And I was like, it's 2 in the morning, this guy works at McDonald's. He probably hates his life already. Leave him alone! Oh,
yeah.
I'm so mad.
Now, were you just hangry there, or were you actually...
No, I was actually super, like, empathetic for the guy.
Oh, okay.
Because then the other guy left.
I was actually
left,
super hangry!
And I tipped the guy, too. Like, I walked up to the counter, McDonald's counter.
You're not allowed to tip McDonald's.
And I walked up to him,
employees.
And I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. He's like, it's okay, what do you want? I'm like, dude, no, I'm sorry, what happened there? And then, like, I paid for my food, and I was like, here's a $5. Like, I'm sorry. That was awful. The fact that you had to deal with that. Ugh.
We deal with it all the time, though. I've actually been called a Satanist before when I worked.
Oh my god,
yeah.
Really?
Like, actually. Like, I was like, okay, in case you didn't guess, I worked at Starbucks.
In case you didn't guess.
And therefore are a Satanist.
No, and therefore...
By definition.
But also,
with a company that has an angel.
it's a mermaid.
Oh, right,
she's
a mermaid.
She's a siren,
an angel.
Actually.
Oh.
Oh, that's double
she
devil.
She summons them to
she's
the deep.
She's a siren.
No, she beckons them to the depths.
Yes.
Idiot.
Okay, beckons, summons...
It's completely different.
I mean, not only am I an automaton, because we all have to...
You're an automaton. You're a satanic
Hello,
automaton.
Hello, would you like to have a coffee today?
Yeah.
I might
Oh, my God. Yeah, I had a
Don't
extremely,
copy other people's podcasts.
I had a disturbed woman, like, yell at me and tell me I was going to hell one time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was, like, really...
She
told me I was evil and I was going to hell, actually.
Megan said that at her job a few times, and she tells me the stories, and, like... And every time I hear one, I'm like, oh my god, I'm so glad I don't deal with fucking...
People? Yeah.
Humans.
Ugh.
Terrible.
I mean, every now and then in theater, I mean, you get a lot of dumb people in theater, too, every now and then. But, you know, not nearly as many.
Like,
it's not retail.
Yeah, it's not retail.
Could you imagine, like, someone in the audience being like, I'm not very convinced by this performance. Can I see your director?
Oh my god.
I would like to speak to the director! I came to hear.
Yeah, but okay. Here's the other thing. Now, I'm gonna bring up a very
theater.
Shut up. I'm gonna bring up a point right now.
Go ahead. Automatopoeia for Lane smashing a bottle and then stabbing Andrew in the chest.
What's the question?
How to improve the retail?
Oh yeah,
experience.
Kelsey. How do you think we can improve the retail experience?
Kill all customers. All customers will be exterminated.
What if you increase the minimum wage to like $22 an hour for retail only?
Well, that would make it like a livable wage. That would make it possible to like survive in Vancouver.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, there are so many things. I would say that everyone who works at the corporate level of retail would be required to actually work in the stores that they so executively make decisions for.
And not work as a manager, work as like a...
Work as like a Gumby. Yeah,
no, what's even worse is when they come in with their like fucking polished shoes and their slicks, like not a suit, but you know, they've got their slick work pants and their work shirt and their nice silk Italian tie, and they come in like, man, this store is really dusty. Why don't you have someone dusting the store? Or like, oh, you should really be using your retail sense to figure out why these signs aren't in the right location. And it's like, fuck you, you corporate piece of shit.
I'm in the trenches, asshole. Like, get down here with
why
me.
Why is not the infantry advancing upon the German line? It's like, because there's bombs and shit, asshole.
One man takes the gun, the other man has the bullets.
When the man with the gun dies, the man with the bullet picks up the gun and shoots. Oh, it's God. Basic retail.
That's actually, though, actually. They just don't understand how it actually, how no, exactly. it functions. And they make all these weird executive decisions, and you kind of look at it and be like, how many hours
can we cut to the bone? Can we cut a leg off and still have an infantryman running across the field?
Well, it's the other thing of the whole idea of like minimum wage, but the other idea of maximum wage, yeah, right? Yeah. If you have corporate people in a company, I was using an example.
Walmart.
Okay, so
Starbucks.
A Walmart. Corporate member of Walmart. CEO, that can max out at $150,000 a year. That's all they can make.
But, see, the problem with... This is what, like, the fucking... The Michaels of the world will come and say. They'll be like, oh, well, if you max out the amount the rich man can make, they'll just go and work for a different company.
No, but all companies.
Yeah, but good luck getting that.
Welcome to communist Canada.
I was going to say, now you're talking fascism.
But, yeah!
But like, delicious fascism.
Delicious. I eat it like French fries.
Declaring that all companies have to now operate under, like, that just won't happen. Because the
I'm just saying. Well, think about it for a second.
Well, no, that would be ideal. Yeah. Well, or potentially ideal. I don't know.
Lane's like, would be perfect.
I don't know, because then like, so if you get rid of cap, that's basically you're talking get rid of capital.
No, just slow it down.
You're slowing
a little
it
bit.
Down. You're
just pull the reins a bit.
You're pulling the e-brake.
Or just tapping the brake.
Tapping the brake and...
Tug a bit on the ball gag.
Yeah, you're pulling out of gear 5 into gear 3.
Gear down big rig.
Yeah, at least 40% off capitalism.
I mean, that's not a bad idea.
But right now...
Right now, capitalism's a clusterfuck.
Well, no, just the idea is like, oh, how do we make more money? Oh, we'll just slash wages, we'll make products as cheap as they possibly can be, will make health and safety regulations as low as they can possibly be, etc. These are things that we know about, because I read a Wikipedia article once. Kelsey, what do you know about international economics and politics? Based off of your knowledge of reading an article once.
No, I've read a few articles on neoliberalism, but let's not get into that. Because
ooh, neoliberalism.
That's where... Yeah. That's... Wait, hold on.
I know.
Keanu Reeves.
What?
It's where Keanu Reeves votes liberal, right?
Oh my God. Just let him...
the lowest tier of puns.
Oh my God.
And with that, we're going to take our halftime break. We'll be back.
I feel like I've been Rickrolled.
Pretty much. All right, we'll be right back. People Say Words.
Right back. Right now on People Say Words is back. Today's Real Fake Sponsor is brought to you by...
Euphigenia's cow milk.
Euphigenia.
Because it's delicious.
We were just talking about the sexual qualities of sexiness of vagina versus pussy, so I think that...
And nothing brings that together more than Euphigenia's milk?
Cow's milk. Not human milk. Euphigenia's... Cow's milk.
Definitely not. Quotation marks.
I don't know where that
definitely is. Not human milk.
100% not human milk.
Thanks, Euvaginia's human milk.
Hey, do you think it's illegal to feed people human milk?
Other people's breast milk? No, it's not illegal.
No, it's not illegal.
It's good for you.
Yeah, but it's not illegal to feed it to somebody else without telling them that what it is.
I mean, like, ew, and why would you do that?
Yeah, but it's good for you.
Yeah. Technically, it's better for you than cow's milk.
It's good for babies. I mean, we don't really need that.
We don't need milk, period.
Yeah, we don't need milk at all.
We're technically not supposed to be drinking milk.
But you could drink human milk.
We need calcium, but we don't need cow's milk. But it just so happens that calcium is high in cow's milk.
Well, but the thing is that the acidity of milk actually leaches calcium from your bones. You're better off eating things like spinach and broccoli and or taking supplements.
Does kale have?
Kale is pretty good for that, too.
Can I drink human milk, though? Can I continue to drink you.
I'm sure you can probably find a prostitute that'll allow you to suck the teeth for human milk.
You know, you go to a hospital.
Like, are you sure it's true?
I actually just gagged a little bit.
I wouldn't want to get it from a prostitute. I'd want to get it from a Whole Foods.
Whole Foods?
Yeah.
You just walk in like...
Human breast milk.
Do you have whole milk? Yeah, overnight. No, I want it straight from the breast.
No, you have to say... Do you have human milk?
Can you squeeze it from your teat?
Can you milk it freshly into my goblet?
I like it warm.
There's the second gag of the night.
who wants to roll another dice?
Oh, it's Kelsey's turn.
Oh, it's my turn.
All right. Yeah. Pick a dice.
One of them's really dirty. The other ones
are
clean.
They're all clean. Dice don't get dirty.
I like the Joker one. I'm still going to use that one because it's kind of nice. So.
Here we go.
Five. In D&D, would you rather have evil party members or chaotic party members? Chaotic, 100%. Because chaotic means more fun. Like, the thing about chaotic is that it's slightly less it's more random. It's not as predictable. And, like, it makes it for a more fun adventure because then... Like, random shit keeps happening, and you kind of have to roll with it.
Role play.
I also roll the dice.
Oh, there's so many jokes.
Oh my god, that's just a terrible pun of me. But I feel like, yeah, chaotic is just more fun, because, like, evil's pretty predictable, good is pretty predictable, but then, like, when you get somebody who's chaotic, it's kind of like, oh my gosh, anything could happen, and then you just have to, like, make up the story, and the story gets more interesting.
Yeah. I think I would rather play with a whole entire chaotic party, but part of me wants to have a campaign at some point where we're all evil. And I just want to, like, because it's going to be so...
Laughs maniacally.
It'll be so hard. It'll be so hard to do anything because you're evil. Like, you're going to go into the town and just kill every soldier you see.
That's not evil. That is chaotic.
What's evil?
Evil is doing... Okay. This goes back to good and evil is what you do. Law and chaos is how you do it.
Right.
You can be an evil guy and never kill someone ever, ever, ever. Let's say someone pays you to assassinate a guy. And it's like, oh, well, I'm an evil character, so I could just go up to his house and kill him, but I'm also a lawful guy, so I follow the rules. Well, why don't I just, you know... Well, he's got, like, a friend who's in business with him, so why don't I just convince the friend that it would be better for him to kill this guy that I need dead? And then the guy is dead, and I get my money, and I haven't bloodied my hands, I've just convinced...
Wow, that sounds so boring.
Yeah.
But that's the argument of, you know, evil versus chaos.
Okay, I would love to play a campaign of chaotic evil.
Oh, see, that would be bad.
That would be, then we'd get back into, like, you have a group of Satanists wandering through the forest.
We all adorn our white robes with pointy hats.
Oh, God.
I don't want to get into this, but I wouldn't call the KKK chaotic evil.
I feel like you're going to have to edit this. Because
chaotic evil is more chaotic evil is barbarians, is... We are going to go in and burn this village to the ground.
But you're a chaotic evil, and you saw a village for the first time. Would you go burn it to the ground, probably? Or would you, like, walk in and then probably start stabbing people?
It depends.
I feel like my ideal situation would be chaotic good. Like, a party of chaotic good.
I think I would love to play a party. Like, perfect campaign, chaotic neutral. Everybody's chaotic.
Everyone is Jack Sparrow.
Yeah. Oh, God. Everyone's, like, in it for themselves.
But that can kind of, I think a party needs a variety. Like, you need a variety. You need to have...
You don't need variety.
Because if everyone is chaotic neutral, you just have a bunch of spastic maniacs running around trying to seduce queens and trying to rob...
A whole campaign of, like, chaotic neutral and lawful good. Like, half and half, three and three.
That would be bad.
It would be interesting. That's
it would be
for sure.
Messy. Because three people would be causing a shit ton of havoc.
And the other people would be cleanup.
Cleaning it up nonstop.
That'd be really funny to watch.
It'd be really funny to watch.
I'd listen to that.
I still find it funny in our game that, like,
there's a couple of characters.
Andrew. Oh yeah.
You mean Hal Fork?
Hal Fork.
Oh my
have
god.
Obvious dubious moral qualities, and yeah. No one ever questions it.
But also like zero intelligence.
Yeah.
But it's yep, not, it's like, oh, I go and slit the prisoner's throat, and it's like, no one says a fucking word.
No one stops me, and yet I'm lawful neutral.
You're not lawful neutral
no,
anymore,
but that's what my character says, lawful neutral, and yet I'm like, slitting throats and eating people's ligaments.
You are chaotic, dude. You are
like
chaotic.
Chaotic.
Yeah, I'm pretty all over the place.
Or possibly, chaotic good, maybe.
Yeah, well, the only people I kill...
You only kill bad... You've never
I only
had
kill to good people that are bad, or bad people. I only kill those two kinds of people.
Wait, you kill good people who are bad?
The good... People who are considered good.
What's a good person?
Somebody who's trying to do right by the city.
Who have you killed that has been...
I tried to kill... Taint?
Stain.
Stain?
Stain.
Yeah, I try to kill Stain.
But he isn't good. He is a...
But he's a part of the city government.
But he's a lawful evil character.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
But he's not
good. He's a good bad character.
But he's not good.
Okay, that's fine. You're using different terminology, but you understand what I'm saying.
Well, but yeah, but you're using...
You understand what I'm saying, but you're being too technical and you don't want to listen to me.
But it's a D&D thing.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Because you are thinking about good in the sense of good versus... No, but... Kelsey, back me up here!
No, no, no! Good.
Because, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, but you're wrong. Because you're not... Because
and
Stain,
this is how every podcast
No, because Stain isn't...
Yes,
Stain
but you're
isn't a good character.
So...
He is the character that...
I know he's not good, so he's a good bad character.
He's a well-written...
I wouldn't
evil
say,
character.
I wouldn't say
evil
he's
character.
That well-written. He's got about two character traits.
Yeah, yeah, but what I'm saying is he's good is in the sense that he works for the city, which we're trying to help.
But that doesn't make him good.
No. Okay.
That makes him lawful.
Okay, he's lawful evil.
Yes. No, no, because this is... I'm talking about technical D&D lingo right
gotcha.
Now. Whereas a character... If a character wants to be good, they have to do good. If a character doesn't do good, they can't be considered good. Now, he can be lawful because he is following the rules of the city. But he is also considered to be evil
Lane.
Because the objectives
Lane.
That he has are evil.
There's a reason why you're alone.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
So, Lane, would you rather have an evil party members or chaotic party members?
I would, now...
Come on, don't bore us again.
It depends on the people that I'm playing with. I would say it would be more interesting to have evil players because I feel like the chaotic card is played so often where it's like, I'm chaotic neutral! I'm going to go and burn a house down because I'm so random! Laughs maniacally! I would like to have... if it like
cute.
Now, in the sense of like competent versus incompetent, I would rather have an incompetent... chaotic player than an incompetent evil player, but I'd rather have a competent evil player than a competent
chaotic
player. Because I feel like someone
now,
who...
if you had to choose between chaotic evil or evil chaotic,
there's no such.
They're the same thing. Chaotic evil or
chaotic neutral.
Chaotic neutral.
Chaotic neutral. Because chaotic evil is way too unpredictable in the sense of dungeons. Like, because chaotic evil is like is. You are the Joker. You are a demon. You are a barbarian. You are not a person who fits well in society.
Right. All right, well, now that we've lost at least half of our audience listeners, we want to move on to the next question?
Yeah, sure, man. Do you want to roll or should I roll?
I'll roll. High, low. Low.
I think we already answered that one.
Oh, we should skip to a D2, essentially.
Oh, okay.
If you could, you could have a client. Okay. If you could only have one condiment ever, what would it be? I already know exactly.
I know exactly what it is.
I
can answer
this
immediately.
This question's gonna take like 30 seconds. Lane.
Kelsey
and I are set.
Honey mustard.
Really?
That's not bad. Okay.
I really like honey mustard.
You'd pick fair. Honey mustard.
If I could only have honey mustard, if I had unlimited, like. Really good honey mustard? Yeah, man.
But you can't have any other condiment.
Yeah, I could make that work.
Okay. What do you mean you?
Sriracha.
Whoa!
Shit! No!
Now you're stuck with honey mustard.
I made a terrible error.
It's okay. I'm still happy with mine. You can mix your honey mustard with my sriracha.
I'm still happy with mine.
What are you picking?
Garlic mayonnaise.
Garlic mayonnaise?
Okay, yeah. See, my second choice would have been wasabi mayo.
Spicy mayonnaise.
It's good.
Yeah. I love garlic mayonnaise. Oh my god.
It's good stuff.
I love mayo and I love garlic, and I was like, then I would just pick mayonnaise and just add a bunch of garlic because it's technically not a condiment, so.
That's a good question.
I'm going to keep my honey mustard.
You already chose honey mustard.
Because it's delicious and goes on chicken perfectly.
Yeah, okay.
Now, if you had to pick one condiment that you could never have again, that you like to... Well, say one condiment you could live without for the rest of your life. What is one condiment you could live without?
I don't have to like it, right?
Like, you don't have to like it. No.
It doesn't have to be like I'm giving up something. It can be like I'm like getting rid of something.
You're getting rid of something. You just delete it. It never existed.
Kelsey, pick Vegemite.
I actually can't eat Vegemite.
So that's why you should pick Vegemite.
No, not Vegemite. Something you can eat.
I pick Vegemite.
See,
because I don't want to eat Vegemite.
Okay, so for everyone listening, I'm a celiac, which...
So bread is poisoned to you.
So Ben and I are drinking beer while we record this.
We're drinking Kelsey poison.
I'm not. I had...
Kelsey poison.
I might have had...
So she just labeled
a
Kelsey
sherry
poison.
Or two earlier. Anyway, because apparently I'm Fraser Crane. Sherry Niles. Anyway.
Sherry Niles.
I would probably... I mean, like, I could live without relish. I feel like I don't mind it, but you're like, if I... Okay, I would pick Vegemite or Marmite just because I can't eat it. But,
okay, so
like,
she said it, so now you can't choose it.
So, well, I mean, like, you can't...
Well, if she picks Vegemite, I pick Marmite and vice versa.
Can you guess what I'm going to pick? Can you guess what I'm going to pick?
Cottage cheese or cream cheese.
That's not a condiment.
No. I can't eat those, technically, so they're not valid.
Oh, right, you're the farts.
I'm the farts and lactose intolerant. Something I can eat.
Something you can eat?
Oh, so if I have to pick something I can eat, then I would say probably, I mean, like, sorry for the relish people, but I'm not a huge fan of relish.
Really? I love relish.
I mean, like, depends on the relish.
What you're saying is you
don't relish.
I could live without it. I could live without it.
He's dropped another die.
No,
I could not live without pickles, but I could live without relish.
Pukalas.
Pukalas? That's not a...
Pukala.
Polski or Gurki.
What? Is that any language?
I think it's Polish.
Polish.
Polish pickles. I don't know.
Will you pick Birdman? What am I going to see?
America first. Poland second. Possibly third.
Has Poland come out with one yet?
Actually, no.
They haven't yet.
Netherlands. Have you seen those? You need to see.
Oh, we gotta watch these videos after this podcast. There's just, like, this whole series of videos that came out.
Everybody is listening to the podcast. Go watch the Netherlands video about America first, Netherlands second.
And then click every single...
And then go watch all of the other countries trying to be second, but let's be honest, the Netherlands is number one, even though they're number two. In comparison to America, cut!
A bunch of European countries came out with these videos, these promos videos saying, America first, our country second. And like a promo towards Trump, and they're just like...
I feel like it's not a promo. It's not a promo towards Trump.
They're all satirical. Everything. It's really funny.
It's more... Anyway,
I would pick...
Nah.
Mustard.
Really?
You would really...
I could live without mustard.
I love mustard.
Live without mustard?
Yeah, easily.
Mustard is great.
I didn't start eating mustard till about a year ago.
But do you even... Like, so you don't like it is what you're trying to say?
I can... I mean, I don't mind it.
But you could live without it.
I could live without it pretty easily.
I think that's fair.
You're dead to me.
That's kind of how I feel.
I'd rather use Worcestershire sauce than
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
The correct pronunciation is Worcestershire.
Worcestershire?
Yes.
Worcestershire.
You say no. I'm saying survivors.
I didn't taste Worcestershire sauce till I was but a man, and by then I had only eaten a pound of honey mustard.
Oh. I was born into the Worcestershire sauce.
All right, this is devolving fast.
I like doing a Bane voice. It's fun.
You say no. I say no. You say survivors. No.
Dear Shoppers Drug Mart customers, we will be closing in 10 minutes.
You should do that.
I did a JFK voice once.
That would be amazing.
I did JFK. I was like, dear
Walmart shoppers, the time is now 8:45 at Walmart.
You almost slipped up there.
We'll be closing in 10 minutes.
Not because it is easy, but because it is hard.
Do not fear checkout lines.
Fire up, wanna party. Go home.
Fire up, wanna party platter. Hey, everybody, let's all go swimming in my pool. And when I say pool, I mean bathtub. And when I say swimming, I mean sex. Good try on the reference there. What's the last question?
Oh, you're last. You gotta roll it.
Do I need to? It's the last question. Let me
see. No, it's number four. Roll it.
Get in my dinghy.
Number four.
Not you.
Come on. Keep going.
God.
None of those are a four.
Ah, that's a four.
Is it really?
It's literally a four.
It actually was a four.
What is the best starter Pokemon?
Ooh.
From, I think this was from Klaus, maybe?
Now, are we saying Pokemon Yellow or every other Pokemon?
Any Pokemon.
Well, Pokemon Yellow is different than all the other ones.
Any... Like, don't you have to start with, like, Squirtle, Bulbasaur, or the Charmander?
No, there's literally...
But in Pokemon Yellow, you can also start with Pikachu.
No, there's like 12 now.
So what are the options?
There's like
so Charmander, Bulbasaur.
There's
Bulbasaur, Squirtle, Pikachu.
There's also a green lizard and a different green lizard.
Ew! Don't lick me. So Charmander, Charmander, Bulbasaur, Squirtle, or Pikachu.
Hmm.
Well, you know, it's called Pikachu. Let's just say Charmander, Bulbasaur. Or Squirtle. I already know who I'm going to pick.
So, like, original. Okay. Yeah. That's the only one I'm really familiar with anyway. I kind of, like, all the other Pokemon after the first edition were kind of dead to me.
Now, I can say, I have chosen this Pokemon over a dozen times playing different Pokemon games.
Yeah, no, okay, I know what I'm going to say.
Lane?
Can I not pick Pikachu? Because that was my answer.
No.
Shit!
Pikachu?
No, Pikachu. Let's go with a Squirtle, because Blastoise gets, like, cannons and shit.
Yeah.
And you get Surf.
You gonna say Squirtle?
I was also gonna say Squirtle!
Oh,
it's a Squirtle!
Because well, because like, that first fight, you because, can like, beat your
You can! I mean, like, even with the Ivysaur, like, or the Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur, yeah.
Yeah, even with the Bulbasaur, like, you can still overpower that with, like,
You're still gonna win.
You can drown plants, even if they're, like, strong. Like they,
if mean, you pour too much water on a plant, it dies
but he's
from...
Not, exactly. But he's not as strong, like, okay, Bulbasaur isn't strong against Squirtle the way that Squirtle is strong against Charmander because douses the
fire.
Or against
leaves versus fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Charmander is a full attack Pokemon. Squirtle is a mid-attack, mid-defense Pokemon, and Bulbasaur is a full defense Pokemon.
Mm.
So between the three of them, you're playing these three different fields. Now, when you're starting out, if you take a Bulbasaur and you take a Squirtle, you're playing a half-attack Pokemon against a full-defense Pokemon. But that full-defense Pokemon is still only level 3. It's a piece of shit.
Mm.
You're still going to beat the shit out of it.
I only played Pokemon Yellow.
I played the fuck out of Pokemon.
I only played Pokemon Yellow with the Pikachu.
I had a really, really old Game Boy. Like, it was, like, old. It was, like, probably from, like, the 90s. Like
color or Game Boy?
It wasn't even
white?
Color.
It was the black and white.
Where you could, and it was, like, really
you could
clunky.
Change the contrast on the side of those?
Yep. And it was, like, the size of those cell phones from the 80s. Like, it was
those
giant.
Awesome.
Yeah, I have one of the... I ha-
and you had to have a small Cockney orphan to stoke the coal furnace.
Pretty much.
And you had to, like, offer him New England pennies.
Occasionally, you had to, like...
New England pennies?
Yeah.
Occasionally, you had to, like, stroke the antenna so that it would, like, get to the right frequency.
And the antenna would be like...
And, on, like, the little dot in the middle of the screen would be like... Whoop, and then all of a sudden, you could play again.
Full erect Pokemon.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and now I have a DS.
That's a different game.
That's something else.
Are you a DS?
I have a DS now, yeah.
I don't know what DS.
It has a...
I only have 2 computers and, like, a million plastic models! That's all I have!
I'm old. I've been recently going through, like, an 80s kick, so... Yeah. I've discovered Aha again. You know, like, take on me.
That was Take Me On.
That one, yeah.
It's a classic.
I've been getting into 80s stuff.
Are there any other lyrics besides Take Me On, Take On Me?
Oh, yeah, there's so many lyrics. They're great lyrics.
They're the best lyrics?
They're really good, actually.
They're the best.
The chorus is the part that no one can sing in karaoke, but I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Da,
da, da, da.
Good job, guys. You nailed it.
Because if it's karaoke, all I have to be able to do is go.
Take on me.
Take me on. Shattering eardrums.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Shrieks.
It's gone pretty
far. We might have to cut that.
No, I say, we barely peaked. Look at that. Barely peaked.
That's low peaking.
That's low tier peaking. Low tier peak.
when the thunder happened.
We had thunder strikes during
and it was just like a huge like, ow. Because we were screaming.
Whatever. We'll leave that in.
That's fun. Just for fun.
Yeah, I don't know. All Pokemon. Right. I love Pokemon.
Pikachu is the best answer.
I mean, like, I like Pikachu and all.
Pokemon Yellow. That's the only Pokemon.
Pokemon Yellow is a great one. I've heard a lot of Pokemon Yellow.
Because, you know, that first...
What's your favorite Game Boy game?
Kirby's Dream Land 2.
Oh, you fucking Kirby. I love Bomberman.
Oh, Bomberman's pretty fun.
That was a great one. I love playing Bomberman.
What?
Bomberman? No, not Pokemon. Really? No, it's like a Pac-Man map sort of thing, but there's like walls everywhere.
Oh.
You have to, like, make your Bomberman go and, like, blow up walls and stuff. That's and you get cool. bonuses to make your bombs go bigger. But then you can blow yourself up by accident a lot.
I feel like nowadays that game is less...
It probably doesn't hold up very well.
Yeah.
It probably does not hold up very well. Have you guys played any of the new Pokemon games?
No.
I haven't either.
No. I haven't played Pokemon since Pokemon Yellow.
Do you guys play Pokemon Go?
Nope.
God, no.
No, I didn't play Pokemon Go either.
It was so frustrating.
Christian, our buddy Christian, plays Pokemon Go religiously. He's played over a year now, nonstop.
Now, has he collected all 150 Pokemons?
Yes, he's collected all the Pokemon.
Has he?
Yes.
Get me the screen cap, please.
Yeah. There's one more screen cap I need to get for you.
On the list.
On the list of screen caps.
Okay, I mean, like, Pokemon Go, fine. I mean, if you want to play it, great. I don't want to spoil anyone's fun with that. I did a show over the summer, and it was an outdoor show, and I had to sing and dance, and basically it was to tourists. But, like, most of the time, whenever I would be going along on the show and, like, bringing my audience along, like, some of them would be playing Pokemon Go, and I'd be like, okay, well, fine.
It's just, so many people do it. Like, that's the thing that bugs me. I'm fine if you play it. Like, I agree with you. Fine if you play it.
Yeah, go ahead.
But don't disrupt.
Or disrespect.
But what if it's a Blastoise? Are you kidding me?
Suck my dick.
There's this comic where it's like an interview. It's like, what qualities do you find that you should be qualified to work with? There's like, there's a Blastoise in this building, and I know where it is. And it's like, okay, you're hired. Tell me where it is.
Yeah, no.
I never played.
Disrespectfulness when it comes to like any Apple,
can
Android.
Can I tweet? Can I tweet?
No.
Can I? Like,
I had a guy one time I hired that he constantly did like Twitter updates and Facebook updates all the time. He's like a promoter for like bands and stuff. And he's like, no, I have to do these. And I was like, that's fine. You have to do them. That's fine. He worked for me for a week. At the end of the week, I fired him. I was like, yeah, that's fine. You have to do them. But you don't have to do them on my time. So you can do them by yourself. Yeah. I was so sick of his shit. I gave him flack like three times. Three times he was like, no, I have to do these now. Like, after 1 week, I was like, yeah, no, I don't need you around. You're a fucking piece of shit.
That's okay.
You're making crackly noises on the podcast. See, every time you do this, I'm pointing to the top of the sound of your pop can. You only drink your soda pop, though.
Soda pop.
All right. I'm declaring that is our show. Thank you for listening to episode... We didn't even make the joke!
Oh, you forgot to make the joke!
Oh, you gotta make it now and then cut it.
Episode 15. Lane's last...
Episode. Yeah, I'm not even gonna bother. Fine, I'll do episode 16.
Because that'll be your last.
Because
one.
The
and then they will forget to comment on it. So we have this running joke that episode 15 was as far as Lane will go
before
and
I quit.
This is episode 15,
and we never brought it up.
So
do it now and then cut it into the beginning of the episode.
This is the first episode where I stopped playing this game. And blah, 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 blah. Thank you for listening to People Say Words. Thank you, Kelsey, for. Coming to the podcast. I apologize.
In the snowstorm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very thankful. Okay. Also, email us, peoplesaywords@gmail.com, or follow us on Facebook.
Tell me if this is actually funny, because I actually don't know if I should keep bothering. I actually don't.
We have a lot of people following
Do us. We? Fucking prove it, you pieces of shit. Prove it. Tell me that I am funny, and I'll stop making loud noises in your mouth hole.
You mean the ear hole?
Ear hole.
Kelsey, you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah, sure. I'm recording a radio play podcast of my own by playwright Andy Garland.
That's cool.
It's called Duggan Hill, D-U-G-G-A-N-H-I-L-L. And it's kind of like...
We'll link it to you, plebs.
It's kind of like, if you like H.P. Lovecraft, it's kind of like that. Yeah.
Oh, we'll totally link it to you.
I'm going to link it to me because that shit is my jam.
Put the mic down. Calm the fuck down. Oh, my God.
Shatters eardrums in Spanish.
What?
Is that better?
Yeah.
Sorry, say it again.
D-U-G-G-A-N, Duggan Hill.
Duggan Hill.
H-I-L-L.
And it's a audio...
It'll be an audio podcast recording. I believe it will be available on iTunes as soon as we have it all edited. I've recorded about like 3 or 4 episodes now.
Awesome!
And I'm like the main character. That's kind of cool.
Oh, it's solid.
I mean, like, I'm like, why did you cast me as this?
I'll listen to that.
But like, it's pretty cool. I'm
already downloading this.
It's a mystery. There's like a disappearance. There's like, yeah, it's great.
It sounds awesome.
It's fun. It's scary.
I've totally been down to listen to that. We should listen to that. We should review it.
Next episode. It'll be one of our
isodes. Isodes. You'll do an isode of it.
But no one knows about that
yet. No one knows what our isodes are. We're coming out with isodes soon,
that's
by the way.
That's a secret.
It's our side episode. I'm calmed down now.
Thank you for listening to People Say Words. We're signing off now. Wait, what do you
Is there anything else we want to plug?
No,
you got like a Twitter or anything you want to plug? Or a...
I mean, like, I don't remember my Twitter because I'm old. I'm old and I don't remember it.
Well, Kelsey, we want to say thank you for coming on to our podcast this evening. It was a lot of fun. You are also, we totally forgot to mention this.
What?
Kelsey's our first female guest.
Woohoo!
It's very exciting.
Yay! Yay! Clap, 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 I have a vagina.
Kelsey has a vagina. And she came on the podcast.
Clapping noises.
I came on it.
Ah, ew. All over the microphone.
Oh, gross. Thanks for having me.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great.
All right. See you guys next week.
Bye.
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 Stop.